T is for turtle.
Find on their Facebook, facebook.com/happylives. Hopefully you're feeling all right. Hopefully you're feeling better than all right. Hopefully you're feeling ecstatic. I know I'm ecstatic about our guest, Joy Ike. She comes all the way from Pittsburgh. So we are going to get some towel love, maybe. I don't know. Maybe she's a Steelers fan. Maybe she probably is a Steelers fan. Let's face it. Everybody that comes out of there usually is. If you're not, love to hear from you. DJ Turtle with two R's at entertheshell.com. Just throwing that out there. Who knows? Maybe there's somebody in Pittsburgh that's not a Steelers fan. You never know. Before we get into that, how about we hear Building Pictures? Now, they're offering their single come of age, which you're going to hear on their website, buildingpictures.info.
When I grow up, I'll come of age. Well, that's what I've been saying for days. And I'll know which path is for me. I'll take life in my stride with ease. And I love the way you make it so clear for me. And I love the way you make it so clear for me. When I grow up, I'll come of age. And little worries won't fill my days. And staying up will be a breeze. Won't spend so many days on my knees. And I love the way you make it so clear for me. It's so clear for me. And I won't forget that same old message that you told me so long ago. And I won't forget that same old message that you told me so long ago.
Hey guys, this is Joy Ike, and I'm going to be talking with Turtle on the playlist. But before that, check out my song, Everything You Have.
I turn these words over and over and over again. I've asked myself, are you ready to hear this again? I see you pushing and pulling and twisting and turning, trying to feed in. Like no matter how old we get, we're always trying to fit in. All these things you clutter and collect, they look good, but they consume your mind, take all your time, that's no good. You break one thing, replace two things, and never I don't care who you are. never fall apart. I'd rather trust a God I cannot see than the things that try to change my personality. I'd rather trust and know that I am free than in the things that break and try to take a hold of me. I'd rather know that my security is not in what I can do for you, or what you can do for me, or what I can give to you, or what you can give to me, or if your hope is only in the things you can taste or see, or what I can say to you, or what you can say to me, or how people talk and say that my vision is blurred. For nothing, nothing. I don't care who you think you are. Everything you have will follow. I don't wanna make the world my guide. Give up everything for nothing, nothing. I don't care who you think you are. Everything you have, everything you have, everything you have will fall apart.
And that was my guest, Joy Ike, which you can find on joyike.com. We just heard her song, Everything You Have. Welcome into the playlist, Joy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, before I was getting ready, I was listening to, more importantly, Everything You Have, that song, and really liked it. But as I was listening to that song, I was making myself some nice peach iced tea. So, I don't know if this is a good ringing endorsement, but if you're thinking about making tea, you should be playing Everything You Have.
Well, I'll endorse that.
are you a fan of iced tea?
I don't mind it. I'm not a big tea drinker in general, but I'm more of a coffee girl.
Okay. Tell me about being a coffee girl. I'm personally a coffee and tea person, but like when it gets into the summer and it's like lunch, then it's more tea. You know, coffee for me is more morning or night when I'm like really drunk and trying to, you know, drive.
I don't even really drink coffee as much as I used to. My sister stopped drinking it when she started having some vocal cord issues because the caffeine dries out your vocals. And so I stopped for a while, but now I just drink it, you know, when I'm really tired or just trying to get through the day. But I probably drink a cup of coffee maybe once every 4 to 5 days. So, I don't know, tea always just tastes like flavored water to me, so for me there's no point in drinking tea.
Have you been drinking some of this coffee as you've been doing your blog posts? I see that you are trying to do 365 days of blogging. How's that going?
Yeah, that's a huge undertaking, and I think I'm a little crazy for doing it, and, you know, every once in a while I'll have one of those nights where I'm not sure what to write about, and it'll take me a couple hours just to kind of create something or come up with an idea, but I just, in conjunction with putting out my album, I just thought it would be really cool to keep the whole theme going throughout the year about things that kind of, like, represent this all-or-nothing mentality. So it's a fun blog because I feel like now I'm kind of just keeping my eyes open throughout the day for things that kind of parallel the album and the meaning behind the album. But it's also kind of hard and it's extremely time consuming.
I would imagine. Let's talk about this new album, All or Nothing. This is a love album. And
yeah.
Are you one of those people that, you know, are in love with the idea of being in love, or do you just love wholeheartedly?
I don't even know. That's such a great question. I think, you know what, it's probably a little bit of both. I think the idea of love is it's a beautiful thing, but, you know, so many people have done love wrong, you know, myself included. So I think I'm an idealist sometimes, but also a realist. You know, the idea of being in love with love, you know, it kind of rings true for me. I think I like the idea of what love looks like when it's done right and when it's done thoughtfully, you know, but at the same time, you know, relationships are hard. So I think genuinely, you know, if I were to say if I were to pick one of the two, I think I'd be one of the people who would just be like, no, I don't really want to get into a relationship unless, you know, it's the right one, you know, just not wanting to be in a relationship for the sake of being in one. So
I love this parallel that you have, which runs with love. But yet, you know, I found out that you hate shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, I've never liked wearing shoes. Well, even as a kid, you know, I remember playing outside my parents' house, always barefoot. And I have pretty thick skin on my foot right now. But, you know, what's kind of ironic about that now is that I actually have to wear these shoes that I recently bought for support. Because apparently, according to my sister, who's a physical therapist, I bruised my bone on the ball of my foot from being barefoot so much. So it came back to bite me in the butt.
as things like that always should. I have really bad arches. So like I'm a huge fanatic about arch support. You know.
Yeah, I'm actually flat-footed. This is probably too much information for people listening. But I'm flat-footed, so that's kind of caused a lot of foot problems, too.
Well, I love that you're divulging all these beautiful secrets about yourself. I think that's something that makes, you know, everybody unique, and the people that are listening to this or, you know, they're listening. And I'm pretty sure, because get this, man, the world is filled with so many people, and people are bound to have foot problems. Like, you know, I envy those people that don't have feet problems, that can wear sandals or, like, you know, just walk around and have perfect feet. I don't have a foot fetish or anything like that, but my feet are pretty jacked up and gross. So if I see some nice feet, I can admire them. You know, nothing crazy. I could just be like, I become envious of, like, damn, why can't my feet be normal?
I'm actually kind of worried that people think I have a foot fetish for how much I talk about feet. But I don't. I have a healthy relationship with my feet and with others. And I don't know. I just think feet are beautiful, you know. I think they are. And I don't mind admiring a pair of feet.
Right. And here's the thing about the feet that maybe nobody realizes is, you know, feet are, you know, travel. You know, you can go anywhere on foot. You know, as long as you have feet, you could do anything, go anywhere. You know, so it's a very powerful overlook thing.
And true. And just like hands, you can tell a lot about a person by their feet. And I know because I've studied feet.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's take a break and we're going to hear some more of your music. We're going to hear the song Go, and then we're going to have more with my guest Joy right here on The Playlist.
Low. Let talking, I talk it, I work it, I rock it, I get it, I do it, I love it, I live it, I walk it, I talk it, I work it, I rock it.
Hey guys, Joy Ike here. If you like what you're listening to, please check out joyike.com.
Feel like a Mack truck done run me down. Didn't wait a warning, it just ran me down. You know I look both ways to clear my path. Looking side to side to see just where I'm at. Hey. Feel like there's something holding me down. Try to swim through water, you're trying to make me drown. You know I look back to see the shore before I jumped in. So I don't know why I'm fighting just to find it.
That was Pick Me Up by Joy Ike, which you can find on our website, joyike.com. And very, very interesting thing. Are you a big movie buff? Do you go see movies all the time?
Yes. I love, that's my favorite thing to do, and that's kind of how I veg out.
Really? What was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw, I just saw Looper for the second time 2 days ago.
Uh-huh. What would you think? I just saw that a week ago, but I had to see it like two times.
Yeah, it's pretty intricate. It's kind of like Inception, but on a much lower level. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? I think that movie should have, it was a little too long. It should have, you know, maybe if they cut off an extra half an hour.
It would have been
good. And my other thing is they try to make Joseph Gordon-Levitt look too much like Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And I was distracted by his nose.
Yeah, you know, I just had a conversation with someone 2 nights ago when we were watching it. It was kind of interesting because even from the very top of the movie, it didn't look like him. And then they did a really good job, especially, you know, with his eyes and that kind of slight grimace that he had in his face that made him look more like Bruce Willis. But I think there were some points in the movie where the makeup was probably overdone and it probably didn't serve the best interest of the movie.
Right. To me, it should have been, you know, that Joseph Gordon-Levitt should have just been Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his face, and then, you know, we just assume, you know, that the guy had plastic surgery or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I think they should have let the viewers have a little bit more, you know, suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, I think that would have been a lot cooler. But let's talk more about your new album, All or Nothing, that is available now and on iTunes, correct?
Yeah, on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all of the above.
What has been the response when you go play, you know, a show? Are there a lot of couples there?
I mean, every show is different. You know, I'll play a college show one night, and then I'll play, you know, a traditional venue another night. And I think every show is different. But I feel like, especially as it relates to playing new songs off the new album, people have really been excited about the songs, and I think it probably has a lot to do with the fact that I'm so excited about them, because they're all relatively new still. But, you know, songs get old so quickly, especially after you've played them the first 50 times, you know, then they're old to you. But, they still need everyone else, so I think the songs have really been welcomed by fans and people coming to shows.
Well, now, what are you doing to liven up the shows? I'm not saying, you know, your music is a downer, but, you know, this album, as I was listening to it, it's very slow, very mellow. It's something where I need to be drinking tons of wine, too, you know?
That's funny you say that, because it's actually the most upbeat album I've created. They've kind of progressively become more more poppy over the years. But as far as live shows go, I feel like there's a lot of conversation going on between myself and the audience. And it's, for me, I want it to be less of a performance, but more of a conversation. So I was trying to work the audience into songs, you know, get them to help out with, you know, foot stomps or claps, snaps, occasional singing along. So just little things here and there where they can be part of the show. And kind of leave with a memory of the show, not just something that they watched like they were watching TV.
I just heard that you heard your song on the radio as well. Talk to me about that experience. Did you know it was coming on, or did you just have it on your station and then, you know, it just came up and you're like, oh my God?
Well, it was a station that I always hear. It's playing my music, but I never catch it. So I knew it was happening, but, you know, it just happened that I was in the car and I was driving through the city and I heard it and I was like, oh, hey, this is awesome. This is the perfect timing, because I was driving back from a weekend trip of shows and I was coming back from Philadelphia on the way back to Pittsburgh, and I heard it on the air and I was like, this is awesome. I actually have, like, physical proof that it happened because I witnessed it. So that was just exciting.
Yeah, did you feel a little surreal, or, you know, were you able to just love the moment, or were you concentrating too much on the song? Were you thinking like, man, I hope I don't mess this part up, you know?
Well, you know what, it was everything that could have gone wrong went wrong while the song was on the radio. I was looking for my phone, I was looking for my phone so I could, you know, hop on Facebook and be like, turn the radio on right now. So I spent about 3 minutes looking for my phone in the car while driving, and I found my song 2 minutes after the song was over, and it turned out that I was actually sitting on my phone in the driver's seat. So all that to say that I didn't get any time to actually enjoy the fact that it was on the radio. It was kind of a downer.
That is funny.
Yeah, well, let's hope for next time.
Yeah. I also saw that you were taking some recommendations for a song to cover for your friend's wedding. Did that already happen, or are you still taking suggestions?
The wedding is actually this weekend, and I got so many suggestions, and I decided on one that I wanted to do, and it's an Ingrid Michaelson song called "The Way I Am." Kind of leaning towards that one.
I was thinking, because as I was looking at that, I was thinking of some songs, and I was either thinking some Van Morrison, you know, Into the Mystic, or I was thinking maybe even a Prince song like Adore.
I don't remember how that goes, but I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, try it, and if not, you can always go Purple Rain as well, because that's such a great song.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Lastly, had a bone to pick with you because I saw that you are a fan of Oreo cookies, but without the cream. What the hell is that all about?
Well, let me just say, I like Oreos with the cream, but I like the cookies more than the cream. Uh-huh. If they just sold just the cookies, that would make me happy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't like how they started to make like the strawberry flavored ones and all the different flavors. I don't think that should be happening. So yeah.
You know, once they got crazy and they started doing the double stuff, I was like, guys, the cookie is just good as is. No need to double up on anything, you know?
Well, have you seen this? There's this YouTube video out there of this person who created a machine to remove the cream from the middle of the cookie.
No.
I don't know. You'll get a kick out of it. Yeah. Pretty great.
Well, here's the thing, you know, I really, you know, because I like to dunk my Oreos, you know, as the cookie in milk, as I'm sure everybody does. Every now and then, you know, I'm feeling whimsical, and I'll part of the fun is to try to break the Oreo and leave it still intact with the cream still perfect on the other side. And then the other part is to lick it off, you know. Tons of fun doing that, and by creating a machine, now you're just making it too exact, and you're taking all the fun out of it.
Well, I mean, there's some comedic value in the video, so if anything, it was worth making just for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Joy, really appreciate you coming on the show. For more information on Joy, please visit her on our website, joyike.com. Log on to iTunes and get her latest album, All or Nothing. And are you offering any specials or anything like that? I know you have a store on your website, joyike.com. Are you offering, like, if you buy the album, stickers or a picture of yourself or something?
Well, there are bundles on the store album, on the store site. So if you get certain bundles of the album, it's cheaper than buying certain items by themselves.
Now, did you have input in that, or was that somebody saying to do it like that?
I just have always done it like that for the last 2 years with my T-shirts, totes, and other albums. So, I don't know. I think that people normally, if they're picking items, they're usually picking the T-shirt and the new album bundle versus, you know, the tote bag and the album or other combinations. So I just figured I would put things together and just give people a deal.
Thank you so much again for being on the show, and we leave you now with Home.
Takes me a long time to say what I feel. It's like everything I say rubs the wrong way, and what I don't say pushes you away. I can't win. And I've wrestled with you, and you always win. It's like everything you say puts me in my place. Take my hand just to keep me at arm's length. But you are my home. You are my home.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.